This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you. It's not ideal, but a tax extenders package that passed the House this week will help farmers and ranchers in the near term. The Senate is expected to take up the retroactive tax extenders for 2014 next week. The bill includes Section 179 small business expensing and bonus depreciation. Farm Bureau tax specialist Pat Wolf says the legislation will help farmers and ranchers this year.
The tax code helps farmers and ranchers make the investments they need for equipment to run their businesses. Whether or not the tax credits were going to exist for 2014 were completely up in the air and still are a little uncertain.
In relation to agriculture, Wolf explains how the retroactive tax credits will help.
Any newer used piece of equipment or other business expense that a farmer made during the year will be tax deductible, assuming this bill gets the whole way to the president. Last week, farmers had no idea whether or not they were going to be able to take this tax credit, and now there's about 90% certainty that they're going to be in place.
Wolf says farmers and ranchers still need certainty regarding tax credits for 2015 and beyond so they can plan for the future.
When the new year starts, the tax deductions will go away and farmers won't know what will be available for 2015. We need long-term certainty. We need Congress to stop passing tax law a year at a time and put these provisions in the tax code permanently.
That's American Farm Bureau Federation tax specialist Pat Wolf. USDA has once again extended the deadline for the Dairy Margin Protection Program. Dairy producers now have until December 19th to sign up for the program. The program, established by the 2014 Farm Bill, protects participating dairy producers when the difference between the price of milk and feed costs falls below levels of protection selected by the applicant. But in order to be covered, producers must sign up for the coverage. Farmers also have a chance to share comments and help shape the margin protection program for the future. Comments can be made online at regulations.gov. Comments must be submitted by December 15th. Hamilton's hay auction is kicking off its first auction of the season this Saturday. I spoke with Mike Hamilton for more information.
Yes, Angela, we've got several round bales in. We've got some about 50 premium round bales of third crop alfalfa. It's under the roof. It's been stored inside. We've got 2x3s of alfalfa, first, second, and third cutting. We've got some 3x3s of brome, grass hay. We've got a lot of round bales of grass hay, and I just got off the phone with a fella, and if it quits raining, he's going to bring in a couple hundred small squares of good alfalfa, so we should have a pretty good selection. I'd ask if anybody's bringing hay to please have it on our lot no later than 10:30 Saturday morning.
All right, very good. It sounds like you'll have a really great turnout for your first sale of the season. And if anyone has any questions or would like to double check about bringing hay, how can they get a hold of you?
They can reach me anytime on my cell phone at area code 618-410-4293.
Again, that was Mike Hamilton of Hamilton's Hay Auction. Hay auctions will take place every Saturday at 11 a.m. through about mid-April at their site in Bethalto. That's all for part one of this morning's farm show. Stay tuned for part two coming up after this. Thanksgiving is over, December is here, and for many families, that means it's time to set up the Christmas tree. This is the busiest time of year for the Daniken Tree Farm near Greenville.
We've got 60 acres of trees versus the 2 acres of pumpkins and 2 acres of corn. So Christmas trees is really our main focus. We also won the state champion tree this year at the state fair and the reserve champion tree.
David Daniken says the family has been in the tree business for 46 years. On average, they sell about 5,000 to 6,000 trees a year of a few different varieties.
Well, we grow Scotch and white pine. Those are kind of the bread and butter trees that we can grow here. We also have a tree called cane and fir. It's one of the few fir trees that grow well around here, along with some Douglas fir. Spruce trees, we're starting to grow quite a few of those as well. Norway spruce and white spruce are kind of the main ones we do there. We also ship in trees from North Carolina, from Michigan, and all the way from Oregon as well. So we offer about as big a choice of selection as you can find anywhere.
But what makes Christmas trees different from any old pine tree? Daniken went through the process of growing the perfect Christmas tree.
As far as growing a quality tree, it starts with selecting good quality seedlings from the very beginning. Then there's about 10 steps each year that have to go right, and they have to go right for about 8 years in a row to end up with a really good tree. You got to have a straight tree, and we stake most of the trees that are out here with bamboo stakes to make sure they're straight. But once they get a little bigger, you have to prune around the bottom of them about year three to make sure that there's a big enough handle there to put your tree stand on. Once they get taller than that, you have to start shaping them. And there's almost an art form to shaping them to maintain a good quality looking tree. As the tree gets bigger, the shaping becomes more and more important. And we actually go through and make sure that the little point on top, that's called the leader, is nice and straight every year as well. A lot of time goes into that. Along with those, every year there's making sure the weeds stay down. There's making sure the bugs stay off of them. Tons of little things have to come together to make a good tree.
After all the hard work of making sure they're shaped up to be the best possible Christmas tree, they're ready to sell.
Well, the way the tree farm works is when you show up, you have the option of getting a pre-cut tree, which we've got usually between 400 and 500 trees already cut, standing up, displayed for you to choose from. And again, those are... You can choose from anything that we've grown here to anything we've shipped in from Michigan, Oregon, or North Carolina that we can't grow here. If you'd like to cut one of your own, we have wagons coming through our sales area about every 5 minutes, picking people up, taking them out to our 60 acres of tree fields and dropping them off. You walk through there, pick out your tree. Every tree that's for sale has got a price tag on it. It's pretty simple. You just walk till you find one you like, and we'll help you cut it down if you like. Or you can cut it yourself, and we provide the saws. We'll come back by, load your tree up, bring it back up. We shake the dead needles out of it, drill a hole for a tree stand. We bale it up so it's easy to handle, and we'll tie it on your car if you like. We sell about 500 wreaths a year in a retail setting. We offer grave blankets. We have a huge gift shop. Pretty much anything Christmas-related we've got.
Again, that was David Daniken of Daniken Tree Farm, located near Greenville. For more information on the Daniken Tree Farm, you can visit danikentreefarm.com. That's all for this afternoon's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.